Taking care of you and your family is at the heart of Integrity First Bank's commitment to you. Our trust and wealth management team can assist you in preparing a secure future through estate planning, wealth, and investment management. I'm Craig Boone. At Integrity First Bank, we are committed to providing high-quality investment solutions for you. Call me today at 425-1801 and schedule a complimentary investment review. I look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
It will be Mountain Homes basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left for these last two quarters. Both teams come out on the floor. Someone's going to have to inbound the ball. Finally, Talon Benton goes over to the far sideline. He'll get thrown into Wyatt Gilbert. We're back underway. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Cruz on the right side. Down in the corner, he'll give it to Benton. Benton will throw it up top to Jones. Jones dribbles to the left wing. Finds the cutting Gilbert going into the lane for the layup. No good. Mitten strong. And the rebound's controlled by Hicks. He's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That is on Luke Cruz as his second personal foul. Team foul number one against the Bombers here in the second half. We are 26 seconds into the second half. Searcy with a chance to get the lead back on this possession. Here is Wright throwing it to Caldwell. Caldwell's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Offense rebound for Love. He's going to go back up with it in the lane. He can't get the foul to go. And this time the rebound is chased down by Talon Benton, and back come the Bombers. Benton will throw it to Gilbert on the left side. Thought about the three. Now instead he'll give it up top to Jones. Down the paint goes to Cruz. He's going up for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Love, and back comes Searcy. 24-23, Mounts on lead. It's Love going down into the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. He gets out to right, though. Now out to Caldwell on the left wing. Caldwell dribble between the circles. Gives it to Alcorn. Alcorn's going to pull up at near the free throw line for the jumper. Rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. Benton across half-court stripe for the Bombers. Throws over to Peters on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left. Benton's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Off the glass, will not go. Offensive rebound for Jones. He kicks it to Peters. Peters going in. He's going to be fouled from behind as Freddie Hicks tries to block the shot. That is on that is Hicks' second personal foul, team foul number one, against Searcy here in the second half. So Colt Peters hit the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 2 points. First free throw for Peters is up and good. He's giving Mountain Home a little more cushion now. 6:24 left in this third quarter as Peters has one more free throw. Second shot is up, and he gets both. 4 points on the night for Colton Peters. 26-23, Mountain Home leading it with less than 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Hicks with it. He'll give it to Wright. Back to Hicks now. Hicks going down towards the lane, and he's going to be fouled well before a shot attempt. That is on Colton Peters, his second personal foul, team foul number two. Against Mountain Home here in the second half. Peyton Caldwell will inbound it on the baseline for Searcy with 6:14 left of the third quarter. He goes into Hicks near the left elbow. He's going down into lane point for the turnaround jumper. No good. And Colton Peters gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home with the three-point lead. Gilbert into the front court. Drill gives it to Benton, who will set the offense. Over to Peters on the right side. Now up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left. Alley-oop layup for Luke Cruz off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with 4 points, a 5-point lead all of a sudden for Mountain Home. Here's Caldwell back the other way. He's going in for the layup, and he has the ball. And it's going to be an offensive foul this time called on Peyton Caldwell. Third personal foul, team foul number two against Searcy, and their fifth turnover of the night. Much to the dismay of the Searcy crowd. And now a technical foul is going to be called on Peyton Caldwell. That is, and Technicals do count as personal, so that's his fourth personal foul. And the third team foul against Searcy. So Wyatt Gilbert will get two free throws, and Mount Tom will keep possession of the ball as well. 5:39 left as Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. So one more free throw for Gilbert. Second shot is up and in. So Hambrick's going to come in, and Caldwell's going to take a seat with four fouls. All of a sudden, it's a three-possession lead for Mount Tom with 5:39 left of the third quarter. 30-23 is our score. So Benton takes the inbound pass, gives it to Peters on the right side, and a foul, an offensive foul away from the ball. Matt Jones gets called for the illegal screen. That is his third personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home, and their fourth turnover of the night. 5:34 left in the third quarter. It's a seven-point Mountain Home lead. Hicks into the front court. He'll give it to Hambrick. Over to Alcorn on the right side. Alcorn's going to drill towards the elbow, pull up for the jumper, no good. And Talon Benton gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Benton will give it to Gilbert. Gilbert crosses the timeline with it, throws over to Peters on the right side. Once again, it's a man-to-man defense for Searcy. Peters gives up top to Gilbert. Over to Jones in the paint. He's going in. Well, tried to go in for the layup. Ball was knocked away. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Searcy. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the baseline with 5:03 left in the third quarter. Benton will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Gilbert on the left side. Now up top it goes to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. Down to Gilbert in the corner. Gilbert's going to dribble. Now loose the handle. The ball is just knocked away and stolen by Searcy. That's Mountain Home's fifth turnover of the night. Here's Hambrick back the other way. 4:45 left to the third quarter. Mountain Home leading 30-23. A skip pass to Griffin Love in the right corner. He's going down to the low block, going into the lane for the jumper over Matt Jones. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Benton back the other way for the Bombers, going into the lane. Now kicks out to Cruz in the left corner. Thought about the three. Now he'll drill out to the wing. Skip pass to Peters on the right side. Peters going down into the lane. He's going in for the layup. His basket will not go, but he draws contact. And two shots coming up for Colton Peters. Peyton Wright picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number four against Searcy here in the second half. 4:22 left of the third quarter as Colton Peters is at the free throw line again. First free throw is up and in. He has one more. He's now 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. And that's where all of his points are coming right now, from the free throw line. Second shot for Peters is up and in. He gets both. 32-23, Mount Tom all of a sudden with a 9-point lead. 4:20 left in the third quarter. Here is Hicks with it, throwing over to Wright on the right side. Back up top to Hicks. Hicks will dribble into the right elbow. Now he's going to be fouled from behind. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. Hunter Bashirs is going to check in for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones, who again just picked up his third foul a little bit ago. 4:08 left to play in the third quarter. Hambrick will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Hicks on the right side. Hicks dribbling down toward the corner. Now he's going down towards the low block, going in for the jumper, no good, but draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So Freddie Hicks will be at the free throw line, where so far he's 2 of 2 with 2 points. First free throw for Hicks is up and in. Exactly 4 minutes left in this third quarter as Hicks has one more free throw. Second shot is up and rolls around and goes in. He now has 4 points, all from the charity stripe. 32-25, Mountain Home leading it. Gilbert into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws over to Peters on the left wing. Up top to Bashirs. Down to Cruz in the paint. He's going up for the turnaround jumper. It rolls around and goes in. Luke Cruz now with 6 points. 34-25, Mountain Home leading it. 3:35 left of the third quarter. Now Hicks with it on the right side. His three-pointer is up and in. That is Freddie Hicks' first field goal tonight. He now has 7 points. 34-28, Mountain Home's lead cut to 6. Here is Benton throwing it to Bashirs on the right side. Back up top to Benton. Thought about 3. Now he'll give it to Peters on the left wing. down to Gilbert. He's going into the lane. Now kicks out to Benton on the right side. Benton's going to pull up for the three. Very good! And a foul on the floor. They are going to count the three. And it's going to be a foul away from the ball on Peyton Caldwell. So not only does Pound Benton get the three, but Mount Tom's going to keep possession of the ball. So Peyton Wright picks up his second personal foul, team foul number five against the Lions. So 3:09, it will be Talon Benton inbounding it, and he gets into White. Gilbert, dangerous throw, but Gilbert does control it, goes in for the jumper, good! White Gilbert now with 9 points. And it's a double-digit lead all of a sudden for Mount Sinai. Less than 3 minutes left to play in this third quarter. 39-28 is our score. Here's Hicks with it on the left wing. Now he can go up top to Hambrick. Hambrick, three-pointer, good. And now Searcy's quickly going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:47 left to play in the third quarter. Mountain Home leading Searcy 39-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably-minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
And coming out of the Searcy timeout, they're going with a full court man. Now they're trying to cheat off that and try to trap Gilbert. And now Mount Tom's going to take a timeout to avoid a 10-second count. So we'll break with 2:38 left to play in the third quarter. It is, again, Mountain Home leading Searcy 39-31. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.
Well, Searcy stepped up the pressure. Mountain Home wasn't quite ready for that, so they took the timeout. Now, after the inbound pass, a foul's going to be called on Landon Hambrick. That is his second personal foul, 16th foul against Searcy, so next one will put Mountain Home with a bonus. A little over 2.5 minutes left. Mountain Home with the ball leading 39-31. Gilbert throws over to Cruz on the right side. Now he's going down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Benton, over to Bashirs. Now down to Gilbert. Gilbert's going down into towards the lane. He's going to pull up just outside the paint for the jumper. In and out, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Love. He quickly throws it out to Hicks. Hicks has it on the left wing. Going into the lane. He's going up for the layup, no good. And the rebound's going to be controlled by Colton Peters. He'll give it to Gilbert. Gilbert across the timeline. Ball goes over to Cruz on the right side. Now Benton has it there on the wing. Benton dribbles near the corner. Now gives it up top to Gilbert. Back over to Benton. Now Benton's going to dribble down towards the lane. Kicks out to Gilbert in the left corner. I'm sorry, to Bashir's in the left corner. Now to Gilbert in the wing. His three-pointer will not go. Alcorn gets the rebound. He's quickly back the other way, going for the left. Ball shot was blocked by Bashir. Oh, they're going to get a foul call. I thought that was a good block. But Bashir's committed a little too much contact. That is his first personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So with 1:35 left to play in the third quarter, it is Tristan Alcorn at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 10 points so far this evening. First free throw for Alcorn is up and good. Matt Jones going to check back in for the Bombers as Talon Benton will take a seat.
Hey, Matt's got 20.
So one more free throw for Alcorn. Second shot is up, and Alcorn gets both. He now has 12 points. 39-33, Mount Home leading it with 1:35 left of the quarter. Now zone press for Searcy. Here's Bashir, and he's going to be called for the travel. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. 1:29 left to play in the third quarter. Right now, Searcy on a 5-0 run. Here, Hamburg takes inbound pass from Hicks, walks into the front court, throws over to Love on the left side. And now a foul away from the ball. With 1:22 left of the third quarter, that's going to be called on Hunter Bashir's, his second personal foul. And that does put Searcy in the bonus, 1-1 coming up for Peyton Wright. Talon Benton's going to check back into the game for Mount Tom, replacing Hunter Bashir's. So Peyton Wright at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has yet to score in this game. So first free throw for Wright is up. And no good. He misses the front end. The rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. And he'll kick it out to Benton. Benton gets it across the timeline. Finds Peters in the lane. Going up for the reverse layup. No good. The rebound's tipped to Matt Jones. He goes back up with it. Off the glass and in. Matt Jones in double figures with 10 points. 41-33. Mount Tom back to a three-possession lead with lower men left of the third quarter. Here's Love with it on the left wing. And another foul away from the ball. Called on Mountain Home. Talon Benton picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 8 against the Bombers. So Peyton Wright will go back to the free throw line for another 1-1 opportunity with 59.4 seconds left. He's so far 0 of 1 with 0 points. First free throw is up and in. So this time he does earn the bonus. So one more free throw coming up for Peyton Wright. Second shot is up. It rolls around and goes in. Peyton Wright's first 2 points of the night. 41-35, back to a two-possession lead. Here is Jones throwing it to Cruz. Into the front court goes to Peters on the left wing. 50 seconds left of the third quarter. Now Benton has it. Benton will dribble on the left wing. Throws up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will dribble near the half-court stripe. Now he's going down into the lane, kicks it to Jones for the layup, off the glass and in. Matt Jones with 12 points. 43-35, Mount Tom lead in, 25 seconds left of the third quarter. Hambrick across the half court line for Searcy, gives it to Alcorn on the right side. Now top to Hicks. 10 seconds left. Hicks dribbles to the right wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and good. Freddie Hicks now with 10 points. And Mountain Home size one last chance. Gilbert at the buzzer. Almost went in. Oh, from beyond half court. That was so close. But we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score, Mountain Home leading Searcy 43-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!